Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The Mind Aware, 582.
If you're on Facebook, be sure to catch Dana when she's live. Get notifications when Dana is going live at danaupdate.com. When you're connected at danaupdate.com, you're the first to know when Dana is live and you get access to weekly freebies. Just go to danaupdate.com to get notified and you can hang out with Dana live and get fired up together. Even if you can't join her live, when you're registered at danaupdate.com, you get immediate access to the replays. Hanging out with Dana live is brain training at its best, so make sure to get registered at danaupdate.com right now.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild, and welcome to the show. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you're here. Are you having a good day? I'm having just the best day ever. Look out. Had 2 cups of coffee. Okay, so first off, will you do me a favor and will you recommend this show to somebody you know? If you think this would be good for someone to listen to, help them build their business or get their mindset right, will you just share it? Have them go and check us out on iTunes, danawild.com/iTunes or iHeartRadio or your favorite location. I would really appreciate that. So today, I have a really good one because it applies to everyone. I'm just going to read what came in. We had somebody write into the show, and you can write into the show if you want too. You know, it's danawild.com/askdana. Check it out, fill out the form, and here's what happens. So she writes in, she said, I think about my business and how great it could be, but there's always something that stops me from taking the next step. I think to myself, am I good enough? What if I fail? What if I'm not successful? What if I get too busy and I can't handle it? What can I do? Now, you're going to like this. And the reason I say this applies to everybody, you're going to have to laugh at yourself when you hear this answer, just like the person who wrote in. So you might remember once or twice I have said, the problem is not the problem. The problem is that you keep thinking and talking about the problem. Have you ever heard me say that before? Maybe once or twice. So this is a great classic case of that. Because what most of us do is we have a problem in our business or we have what we think is an obstacle or we have some issue and we try to figure it out. And we say, if I could just get to the bottom of this, what's my problem? What is it that's stopping me from taking the next step? It must be a limiting belief. I have to get to the bottom of it. Let me investigate. Let me really focus. I wish I could figure out what the problem is. Well, the problem is that you keep saying that something is stopping you. Like, this is so ridiculously simple, isn't it? Don't you just want to have a little chuckle at your own expense? Because it is so ridiculously simple that you cannot move forward in your business. Think about it just from the most basic grade zero standpoint of someone who is sitting there saying to themselves over and over again, I want to take a step, but something's stopping me. I want to take a step, but something's stopping me. I want to take a step, but something's stopping me. I want to take a step, but something's stopping me. Now, I'm not trying to make fun of you because honestly, I do this very thing and it's good to laugh at ourselves. There's no way you can say that sentence or think that thought over and over again and take a step and move forward. And no matter what your issue is, anybody who is hearing this situation, there is some situation in your own life where you're thinking some chronic thought just like that. And so you say, well, how do I figure out what that is? How do I figure out what that thought is so I can stop doing it? And so I can give you a shortcut for this. Ask yourself the question. This is a fill in the blank question. So the fill in the blank that you would do would be, it would be so easy to build my business if it weren't for blank. And then fill in the blank. It would be so easy to build my business if it weren't for blank. Or you could say something along the lines of, I would be really successful except for blank. And that blank is the thing. That's the thing. So it's kind of a crack up, isn't it? You know, when you think of this question that came through, and the question is basically, I think about my business, I think how great it could be, but something stops me from taking the next step. I wonder what it is. It's that. That's it. That's the thing that stops you from taking the next step. So what do we do about it? Because the reality is we can't not think about something. That's not possible. When you try to not think about it, you automatically start thinking about it. So we can't eliminate that thinking. As much as we think cancel, cancel, pop, pop works, the reality is you can't try to figure something out or try to stop it. Oh, stop thinking that way, because automatically you're already thinking about that thing. That did make sense. If you rewind and you listen to that sentence again, you'll see that that did make sense, what I just said. So what do you do instead? What do you do instead? The thing to do instead is you must replace it. You must find something else to think about. So when you say that sentence, I would be successful if it weren't for blank, then what would replace that? What would it look like once that problem is gone? What does the world look like when that problem is gone? What does the world look like when this problem is gone? So this person, she writes in, I think of this, but it something stops me from taking the steps. Well, what would the opposite be? What would it look like if something wasn't stopping you? Well, the answer is I'd be taking steps. I'd be taking steps if something wasn't stopping me. Okay, there it is. That's the new story. That's the new solution. That's the new replacement verbiage to put in place of whatever you quote unquote think is stopping you. Because guess what? Nothing is ever stopping any of us except the way we think about a situation. I think I'm going to say that again because I kind of like that. Nothing is ever stopping any of us except the way we think about a situation. So you must find a way to talk about the current situation in a way that feels good or in a way that feels better. That's you know, it's ridiculously simple, isn't it? It's a little bit embarrassing for me to come on the show and every time this is the answer. The problem is never the problem. The problem is that we keep thinking and talking about the problem. And it's not just you, it's me too. I have to bust myself on this all the time. It cracks me up every time I bust myself too. Step one in train your brain, wake up. Wake up. What am I thinking about? What am I talking about? What is that fill in the blank? What is that fill in the blank that I am using as my excuse to not grow? Step two, decide. Do I want my reticular activating system to match this up? Because your RAS, your reticular activating system part of your brain, is matching all day, every single thing you think about and you talk about. And some of them, they're good to match. And some of them, they're neutral to match. But some of them, we want to find a way to shift it so we get different results. Step three, we must find a way to talk about the current situation in a way that feels good, or at least better. And step four, feel that positive emotion. So here's some verbiage you can play around with, and you'll find what works for you. But the verbiage you're looking for, verbiage is verbiage like, Dana's right. That's always a good start. Dana's right. Oh my gosh, it cracks me up, but I've been doing this. I have been saying to myself over and over and over again that I know my business could be great, but something stops me, and now I have to laugh at myself because I realize that the only thing that's stopping me is me saying that something's stopping me. So that's it. I'm done with that now. And so I'm going to replace it with something else. I'm going to focus in my own head. I'm going to think in my own head. I'm going to focus my own thoughts. I'm going to make different choices about the way I think, and I'm doing it right now. I'm already thinking differently because I'm already focusing on this thought, and this thought is different. And I like that I can focus on this thought, and the next thought, and the next thought, and the next thought, and I can keep feeling around until I find a thought I like. And I like the idea that I never have to go back to that old story. Like, I feel so free right now. I feel so free to think any thought I want to think. It feels so good to be awake. It feels so good to be aware. It feels so good to be on the new path of new thinking. It feels so good to bust myself and to laugh at myself. And it feels so good to be able to leave that in the dust and look at the free new world that's ahead of me now that I'm so aware of this story and now that I'm so aware of the new story. I'm having so much fun, even just saying those sentences over and over again. I feel so light. I feel so free. I'm taking steps. I'm taking steps now. I'm taking steps because I'm taking steps in my thinking. And once I take steps in my thinking, action is right behind. I know that when I think positively and I think that I'm taking steps and I talk about taking steps and I like taking steps and I use that word over and over again, I take steps. It's so easy to take steps. It's fun to take steps. I love moving forward in my business. It's so fun to be a brain trainer. That's it. Ridiculously simple, right? Ridiculously simple. And here's the best part about the brain. This is just ace. Are you ready? If you tell that new story, make a little bit of consistency over the next 3 days. Set your alarm a few times, practice it a little bit, say it a little bit throughout the day, you know, just practice the new story as much as you can, 10, 20 times a day. For 3 days. By the end of the third day, 72 hours into doing it, your reticular activating system kicks in. And you start to see the evidence that it's working. You'll get the emotional evidence pretty quickly. You might have even got it in the last 60 seconds of me just saying that little new story. So you'll get emotional impact immediately. Hurrah. But you'll start to see the evidence in the outside world that it's working very quickly. So, to you, to myself, to all the brain trainers out there, let's laugh at how ridiculously simple it is. We don't need to overcomplicate it. We can just bust ourselves, have fun doing it, tell the new story, and get the new result. Fun, light, and easy.
I'm excited! Okay, like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't. All you have to do is flip the button.
I was like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.